Up now, it's time to get to the fan focus. All right, leading us off tonight, it'll be Nick and Dustin in the afternoon on Deshaun Watson down the stretch.
Yeah, but Nick, even in the last game, I mean, you talk about progression, and not to like call you out or whatever, but I felt like in that game, I'm not calling you out, but like I felt like in that game, he was seeing ghosts. He got sacked 7 times.
Well, but therein lies, like in the second half is when things fell apart for him. And in the second half, basically the Browns were playing from behind, and the Steelers knew, and by the way, this doesn't happen just to Deshaun. There have been games where Joe Burrow, like think back to that Cincinnati game. In that second half, that's when the Browns took that game from we're going to win this game to we're going to kick your ass. And that's where Miles got more sacks. And I think, if I remember, Jordan Elliott might have gotten in on the action. Taven Bryan. Everybody got in on the action in the second half because that's what happens. When you're in the NFL and you're down by 2 scores or more in the second half, everybody knows you're going to have to pass the ball. And
it's
so,
a 6-point game with 10 minutes to go in the game.
They were still having to pass on every down.
No, I get it, but I mean, it's still, though. Like, if it's a 6-point game, I mean, you're down 3 at halftime.
Yep, but Kevin Stefanski, look back at how much... No, I'm not trying to turn this into bash Kevin Stefanski, but Kevin Stefanski decided we're going to win this by passing.
He always feels like that.
Well, yes, but in that case, like, that's why there were 7
he
sacks in that game.
30 times in 2 degrees.
What? Oh, yeah, that's fair. But I do think, like, I think if you flip that around, and Deshaun was unplayable in the first half of the game, and in the second half, he had all those touchdowns and made all those plays, I think people's opinion on Deshaun would be different. Because the last thing
but he
we saw...
though. That's the problem. I mean,
well,
it's
but it's not the problem. 6 of the last 8 quarters, he was actually really good.
He was okay.
Like, compared to where it started. Like he
Well, looked, like, compared to the Houston game,
well,
sure.
But, I mean, compared to the Ravens game.
It felt like to me that Deshaun was significantly better in the final 3 games, and then I ran the numbers earlier today. He was moderately better than what he was in the first 3 games, but I'm worried about that. I'm worried that the further and further away we get from the actual regular season and watching Deshaun with our own 2 eyeballs is the further and further we're going to get from reality, because the box score is an awful way to look at what Deshaun did. It's not the right and appropriate way to judge how good or bad Deshaun Watson was. Ultimately, what does matter is Deshaun, I feel like, left a lot in the tank. And in a weird way, that gives me hope for what he'll be this upcoming year. I gotta hold on to that. Although we might have seen glimpses, we didn't see enough glimpses. But we'll get there eventually. All right, we go to the morning. Ken and Anthony on Chris Paul.
This is since Martin Luther King Day. No Zion, no Steph, no Draymond, no Clay, no Giannis, no Kawhi, no Paul, and now probably tonight no Jimmy Butler.
Didn't they have a no Booker?
They did have a no Booker.
Oh, hold on.
I thought they had Paul. Did Paul not play here?
Well, Paul George?
I thought Paul George
didn't you're
play.
Talking about Chris, Paul George.
I Chris thought, Paul did play when the
yeah,
Suns
Chris
came.
Paul played when Booker
about
was
Paul
out.
He was the only one that scored Paul. For the Suns. Talk about Chris Paul. Stop. Sorry.
Why are you so agitated there?
I don't
we're talking
know.
Stars here.
Yeah, we're talking stars.
Yeah, people pay to see Chris Paul. He's one of the most famous athletes in the world.
Name 6.
Are you serious? Chris Paul is still one of the most famous.
216-578-0092. Would you pay money to see Chris
Paul
play basketball?
He's in one of the biggest ad campaigns that we've seen over the last 10 years.
So what does that got to do with the price of fish? MyPillow guy's on one of the biggest ad campaigns in years, dude. Are people paying to see him?
Yeah, January 6th, they went to the Capitol to see him. That's it for about last night.
It got me this morning. It got me again right there. One of the best outros to a segment you'll ever find. So, Chris Paul is definitely a superstar in the NBA and NBA circles. No one's forking over money to see Chris Paul be a passing specialist on any given night. I'm sorry. I hate to put it that way, but it's true. You're not putting your hard-earned money on Chris Paul. I mean, you're not doing it. Ken's right. And I know eventually at one point I think Ken said, admitted that he was wrong on this one. I'll stay with you on this, Ken. You're right. No one's putting their hard-earned dollars to watch Chris Paul on any given night dish out dimes. It's just not how it works. He is a superstar, no question. But you don't pay for every superstar in the NBA. I would stay with the guys in the mornings, I thought this was really fascinating. It's a great story from Ken on Nick Sirianni. I hadn't heard it before, but I loved it. Here we go.
I have a story to share with you real quick. Somebody tweeted this yesterday, a person who we follow each other, they're from Stark County, and I went, no. And I checked three different sources, and they said, oh, yeah. You know Nick Sirianni? Super Bowl?
Heard of him.
The Super Bowl? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mount Union guy, right? Let's say this real quick. He was at Mount as a player, and then I think 05, 06. Either way, he was still at Mount as a assistant DB's coach. And he was kind of figuring out what he wanted to do, and I didn't believe it at first, and I checked in, and there were people, all three people were going, oh, it's true. He applied to be the head coach. According to this story, he applied to be the head coach at Canton South High School, and they didn't give him an interview.
Whoops,
and I said, there's got to be a guy, because I go, is that true? That sounds like a nice story, but I don't know if that's true. And they go, well, he was 25 at the time, and he didn't have anything, so he was probably, he would have done anything to get a job.
He's only 41 now.
Yeah, so any job that was out there, he would have, and the timelines add up. And he didn't, obviously, he didn't even get a callback for that, so he went to IUP over in Pennsylvania, Indiana University of Pennsylvania, was there for a few years, and then was able to get into the NFL basically as a slappy, and ended up working his way up, and here he is getting ready for Super Bowl 57. But I go, gosh, there's got to be a guy. Like, you see the success. There's got to be a guy on Rod 800 at a stoplight going, there had to be a Sirianni in that stack of papers. Do I remember a Sirianni applying for that job? Because that's when you actually had to fill out forms in 2006. Was there a Sirianni in that stack of papers I was looking at?
It's 100% a reality, and I wonder if he feels the exact same way. Sirianni just looks back and be like, oh yeah, I could have easily just, if the cards would have broke the right way, or I guess in this instance, the wrong way, he is a legendary high school football coach instead of being a Super Bowl head coach. Isn't that wild to think about? Sometimes it's the unanswered prayers, Garth Brooks. Like, sometimes it really is. The things you want the most at times aren't what you really want at all. If he would have gotten answered, he would have legitimately been a high school football coach and probably would have been over the moon. Like Jim Tom Sula, a guy that just loved coaching high school football. It's all he wanted to do was coach high school football. I'm telling you, could have been a wild change of events for Nick Sirianni. Fortunately for him, they didn't respond, and then he got to go ahead and live out, you know, an NFL dream, which is pretty sweet. Nick and Dustin on the Kelce brothers, also living a dream that's pretty sweet.
Travis, great football player. Easy Hall of Famer, by the way. Easier Hall of Famer than Jason, I think. He's too fit and too good looking. I feel a kinsmanship with Jason Kelce. I do. I feel like, not that I could be Jason Kelce, but I feel like I could be one of Jason Kelce's boys.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I bet you Jason, once upon a time, back in the Cincinnati days,
he'd go out and pound some beers with you.
I bet you he had an entourage. And I bet you there was a guy who looked like he was a football player, but was really just fat and unathletic, but hung out because he was a good hang. That's me. That's literally what I did with Bowling Green football players when I went to college.
You could hang out with Jason Kelce right now and just tell people you played for him.
Yes.
And people would buy it.
Actually, I think you'd be surprised how easily you can get away with that.
No, they wouldn't buy it because they look at your shoes.
Wait. So we're saying NFL players don't have hiking shoes?
You know, what's funny about the duo in the afternoon is that if you were to line up like 20 people, let's say, and then you have the people all cast a vote, and it had to be worth money so that, you know, feelings could get hurt. When you involve money, feelings can get hurt, okay? But honesty comes out. The truth serum comes out. And you had 20 people line up, and you said, if you get this answer right, you get $500. Stand next to the person, Dustin on one side, Nick on another side, stand next to the person that you believe at one point in their life played in the NFL. What do you think that ratio would be? I bet it'd be like 18-2 of people that line up on Nick's side. He's not even worried about Dustin's feelings at all. Out of the two of them, Nick 100% looks like he played in the NFL. Dustin 100% doesn't look like he played in the NFL. That's no shot at Dustin. It's just the reality of the situation. I think he'd be the first one to tell you. Out of the two of them, I think Nick looks like he played in the NFL. When Dustin tells people he played in the NFL, I'm sure they also, like, he should probably jump for him once or twice and be like, oh, okay, that's why. Your vertical's insane. Okay, all right, it all makes sense. Because he's maybe 5'10", 5'11" on a good day and weighs like 200 pounds, maybe. Other reason why Jason Kelsey's the answer for Nick, I was watching Jason celebrate on Sunday, and he had his two little daughters there, and Nick didn't realize that at the time, but maybe he did. That's Jason Kelsey basically is Nick Wilson in a lot of ways. He's got young daughters. He looks like he'd probably be a pretty good hang, and is a good hang. It's the easy answer. He is so much more like Jason Kelsey as opposed to Travis Kelsey, who, you know, had his own dating show, hangs out with really rich celebrities, and goes clubbing. Although, Travis apparently is pretty cheap. We got to do a deep dive into that later on as the week goes down. His ex-girlfriend had things to say about him. Last up, Phelps on what Jacksonville did that the Browns should try to do as well.
Tony and his family and his team signed two veteran free agent wide receivers and brought them in last year.
True.
Neither guy, I think, probably had reached his potential where he was. Christian Kirk in Arizona, Zay Jones on a number of teams. And Zay Jones was prolific in college. And Christian Kirk was pretty good, and you thought he'd be okay, and it just never quite clicked. Well, last year in Jacksonville, under Doug Peterson with Trevor Lawrence, Kirk was great with 84 catches. Zay Jones was great with 82 catches. They combined for about 2,000 yards. They were terrific. That's what our team needs to do. Now, it's not a great free agent wide receiver class. However, doesn't mean you can't go find somebody who, like the Jags. Hey, we think this guy will be better here than he's been before. And guess what? They were right twice in the same free agent class.
You're putting too much respect on Zay Jones's name. I like Christian Kirk. You paid him $20 million a year, though. It's not like they did anything overly impressive. They outpaid for one guy, and Zay Jones is way overrated in that conversation. We're going to dive into that a little bit later on, though. I like a lot of Phelps' takes. This one I'm not as high on, but I saw the roadmap to how he got there, and that's what I appreciate.